final day of August tomorrow. Friend, tomorrow is September. I'm not sure how in the world we got here. Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we are going to continue our series that we actually started a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be focusing on God's guidance. I'm so grateful that we have a God who loves us so much that he takes an interest in our everyday life, and he gives us direction and guidance. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today, wrapping up that series, in fact, on God's guidance. So sit back, relax, unless you're driving, and let's enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh, we worship you tonight, Father. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life.
Sure. Jesus, for He is the King. Let your voices ascend to His call. On the wings of the music, let your hearts be raised, and in one accord make His praise known. Singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Banner and greet Him with praise. Our Deliverer has set us free.
Come before Him, adore Him, and worship His name. There is no other God like He.
Singing
Jesus, for He is the King. Let your voices ascend to His throne. On the wings of the music, let your hearts be raised, and in one accord make His praise known. Singing
right. His name is Don Moen, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. I pray that you're doing well this weekend and today. And in fact, we are wrapping up our series on God's guidance. You know, hindsight is always 20/20. A better way to say it is that hindsight is an exact science. I mean, looking back on a set of circumstances, we know exactly what we would have done or said differently, of course. While hindsight is an exact science, foresight is definitely inexact, at least from a human perspective. You know, friend, there are some men in the Bible whom God gifted with the ability to foretell the future, and none of their predictions have ever been proven wrong. In fact, that gives us comfort about those yet to be fulfilled. Now, while we don't know the future, God certainly does. So let's discover and trust God's perspective on our future.
When He rolls up His sleeves, He ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in His footsteps and lightning in His fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when He kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that He shed His blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He's spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders.
Till it was accomplished, His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer.
But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Oh, beautiful. beautiful song right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're doing well this week, and I pray you get some rest this weekend. Weekends are always an opportunity if you are busy during the week, an opportunity just to hit the slowdown button. I love that slowdown button. It doesn't seem like it gets pushed often, but it's always good to hit that slowdown button. Amen. Hey, today we're wrapping up our series on God's guidance. And you know what, friend? No one has embraced the new GPS navigational technology more enthusiastically than boaters. As soon as you lose sight of land, whether in a commercial or pleasure boat, the subtle influences of the wind and currents can be disorienting. And nothing is more dangerous than being lost at sea. Nothing, that is, except being lost in life. Where there are influences more dangerous than winds and currents. And fortunately, though, friend, there are good influences for those who know Christ, like the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and spiritually mature friends who can keep us headed in the right direction. Positive influences. Don't leave home without them. Amen.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Psalm 121 says, I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Friend, I encourage you today to trust in the one who made the heavens. Trust in the one who made the earth. Make sure your help comes from the Lord.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you. I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. Was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Given to gifts and gave me your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so, so much for letting me spend some time with you today. Feel free to drop me an email anytime, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.